In terms of your experience around timing, so we cover a little bit of what is it, what isn't, a little bit of the complexities with entrepreneurship. Timing, in your view, is there a time that is too early or too late? And what about the implications? And when we think of the implications, if you can elaborate on what are the implications for the team, all about that timing of the pivot.
Right. So the timing of the pivot is it's relative. It's relative to the task at hand. It's relative also very much to your resources. So in early stage startups, the pivot can make or break you in on a very short time scale, because you're basically living on ramen noodles and some spare change that your fools, families, and friends could spare. So you may not have that much of a runway. On the other hand, if things get out of hand and you work as an entrepreneur, or you work with in a large corporation that is currently being disrupted by outside players like startups, and you don't pivot or you don't do anything, that could of course be detrimental, but the time scale is usually larger, because you have the resources to survive doing nothing for at least a while, or doing the wrong things the right way for a while. Now, let's talk about the sort of the premature pivoting, if you will, which is also a big mistake. We talked about pivot not being an excuse, not being an excuse to give up when things get hard, or just do the comfortable things when things get hard. So one of the things you don't is, like, you talk to two people or five people or even 10 people, and you say, I mean, when I say talk to people, that means customers, partners, that means users in your customer segments, or key partners that you need to have on board to have a business model. And if you talk to about maybe 10, 15, and you think, wow, oh dear, now nobody really feeds back to me that this is actually a problem worth solving, or that this is something that they're actually struggling with today. Well, that's not enough. A sampling pool of 15 people is nothing, I'm sorry to say. So you try to get 60, try to get 150. I mean, also, if you're an organization, you have Rolodexes, you have CRM systems, you should be able to get more. The whole clue here is not to give up just because it's hard, and not to be satisfied with a conclusion. I mean, think about it. If you were looking for a cure for or whatever ails you, and you talk to two people and they said, let's go for this medicine, you probably would think that these two people are just random, and maybe let's talk to some more professionals and see what they think. So think about getting more data, more, and set goals for yourself. I mean, there's something to be said about having goals, right? So many times I encounter completely aimless but very competent structures or people or programs, whereas there are actually no real expectations into deliverables. So for instance, when I do corporate entrepreneurship programs, also with external, when I do it with early stage startups, I have a clear expectation that you need to talk about to 15 to 20 customers each week. And if you can't do that, just give up. Just don't do it, because it's not going to go anywhere interesting, because you're not going at the speed, and you're not going at the level of uncomfortable that you need to be going. So having goals, setting expectations, even if it's just for yourself, and say, come on, I can do 50. I can talk to some people. I can do more than this. To sum up, one of the big mistakes is to pivot too early, just because it's getting hard, or you think that, oh my dear Lord, nobody likes it after talking to two people, or even that nobody really understands the problem set I'm trying to solve, blah, 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 blah. Two people, not a sampling pool, get 60, get 150. Especially if you're in a corporate setting, you have at least a good platform to do get some of these interviews. That said, what is the reason, maybe even if you talk to 60 people and nobody really resonates back to you that it's a problem or a need here, or actually they don't talk about having this kind of issue? Well, one of the big issues here, but one of the big mistakes or pitfalls, is that you probably have been talking to the wrong people. So there could be that you're talking to a subset, which is, or the largest subset of your customer base or your potential customer base, that are completely disinterested because they don't know they have the problem. They haven't been actively seeking for a problem. So I think there's a great practitioner, what we call customer development, like I mentioned, is one of the integral parts of doing Lean Startup, right? A great practitioner called Justin Wilcox of CustomerDevLabs.com. He has a very helpful definition of the kind of customers you want to be looking for. So you want, we call them the early adopters. You might know them from the sort of the crossing the chasm diagram, the curve, the bell curve. And you want to get to people who has the problem, know they have the problem, have been actively seeking a solution to the problem. Those kinds of people would be your early adopters. Because there's no way you can really have an interesting conversation about a problem set that people are not aware of. So most of the times when we talk to, or many times, not most of the times, but a lot of the time when you've been talking to, let's say, 60, 100 people, and you notice there's absolutely nothing here that resonates, it's probably you've been talking to the wrong people.
Yeah. No, great. And look, just to summarize what you said, we talked a little bit about timing, of course, and you said that it's very much relative, of course, to resources and how it can differ between the startups and mm-hmm. the course and the large corporates, and the risk of pivoting too prematurely because mm-hmm. either all got too hard mm-hmm. or like, are we talking to enough people? Where mm-hmm. is data? Mm-hmm. Like you said, aim for 15, 20 a week. If you can't aim for that, what's the point? And then the last thing that it's very important is, are you talking to the right people? So I think mm-hmm. that is probably a bit of a summary on that question. And sort of before we move to the next one, is there
could I just add I forgot completely to add to the opposite end of that scale?
Sort yes.
Pivoting too late.
If you have an example, that would be great. If you have either too late, feel free to share an mm-hmm. example.
So I wanted to quickly touch for the people who are listening, and I sort of did a sort of a cliffhanger there. I forgot to mention the pivoting too late. Pivoting too late should at least be obvious that if you're pivoting too late, you might have lost the opportunity. Someone else had maybe beat you to it. And on the other hand, also, if you have a lot of, if stakeholder buy-in is growing thin, if your resources are growing thin, and you finally do a pivot, maybe that's not enough. Maybe it's not going to give you the runway, or you don't have the runway left or the patience left for the stakeholders to support you because they've seen you doing sort of nothing interesting, at least in their perspective, for a long time, and now their patience has grown thin. You found a pivot at the end, but maybe that's not enough to convince your stakeholders. So there's something to be said about pivoting as an art form, and of course timing being essential. And I wanted to add heuristic for a common denominator with pivoting too early, too late, pivoting in general. It's like what I see time and time again is that there are also startups and entrepreneurs that should have pivoted, but they just didn't listen. Mm-hmm. So I always say there's a clear difference between a good entrepreneur and a bad entrepreneur. The good entrepreneur will listen to the market, will listen to the customer, will sort of filter it through their own ideas and vision. But if the market is telling them to go in a direction to seek out the money, then they follow. And the bad entrepreneurs and corporate vacationers, if you will, they just see, well, they don't like it. I don't care. I have a vision. I'm just going to build my own thing anyway. They don't know what they want. So listening is actually one of the key factors. Listening and understanding where the market is telling you to go is key. And you should let the market tell you if you need to pivot or not, the customers, the users. That said, that also means that there's data probably you should be gathering, not just talking to customers at some point, but you need to listen.
No, I love it. I think that's a beautiful summary for this question. You know, you talk a little bit about the risk of too late. By that stage, either somebody else got in or people just lose patience, your stakeholders. Mm-hmm. And really let the market guide you and listen to the market when you need to pivot. So that probably covers timing really well. So we'll move to the next one.